Next week, the Mr. Dope America contest.
Yes, it's the first annual Mr. Dope America contest.
We're dopers from all over America.
And parts of Alabama.
For the cup and title of
Mr. Dope America.
The tension mounts as the final moment draws near. Who will be Mr. Dope America?
Who will wear the leaves of grass symbolic crown of royal dopehood?
Some lucky contestant will walk.
Or be carried from the room
bearing the title of
Mr. Dope America.
I had a dream. I had an awesome dream. Like Lionel Richie, I was Mr. Dope America. There was Pitch Me and Burt Parks, and he was singing, "There he goes," while they crowned me. And all the runners up crowded around me, giving fake congratulations, hating me, cause I took the evening gear competition. When I rocked the dope fishing apparel, no double barrels, it was strictly 50-pound test. In other words, my lines are stronger than the rest. I guess I started with the regionals, Mr. Dope Massachusetts. And I thought going to the nationals was useless, cause they only pick the kid who's getting blunted all the time, or the kid who rhymes about his nine in every damn line. But I was poised and elegant, to say the least. I kept it relevant and used my title to fight for world peace. I woke up laughing, it was hysterical. Imagine me amid the pageantry of Mr. Dope America.
So bad, I almost choked. My MC license was revoked and I deserved it. So I sit back into the lab to rethink my craft, to calculate with protractors, new knowledge and math. Can't chant the hip-hop, I'm opposite over adjacent, cause I love hip-hop. Although I think it's time we change it from a choice of career requiring criminal correction. I've done this for a while, I found my own direction. When you were born judges with those tied metaphors, I was spelling MDA with some flags and semaphore. Here to represent from Massachusetts to Durango, the crowd went wild, I could smell the golden Kango. I followed no one, so for me there's no comparison, crowned with my title as the Mr. Dope America.